Mishnah Yomi, we are learning Maseches Demai. We are in the middle of the fourth perek, and we're up to the third Mishnah. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Ein Adam Sarach Likros Shem, L'maiser Ani Shel Demai. Rabbi Eliezer is of the opinion that when it comes to Demai, it's very limited in terms of what we suspect the Am Aretz of not separating. We've already mentioned that the Am Aretz is going to separate Truma Gedola, because of the consequences of not separating Truma Gedola, the punishment of Kares. And Rabbi Eliezer goes a step further and says, even Maaser Ani, in the third and sixth year of the Shemitah cycle, we can assume that the Am Aretz separated the Maaser Ani. He probably retained it for himself, ate it for himself, which is not ideal, but nonetheless anyone's allowed to participate of eat Maaser Ani if the poor person gives it to you. So here we can assume that he already has separated the Maaser Ani prior to buying the produce from him, from the Am Aretz. And therefore, when you buy the produce, you don't have to separate any Maaser Ani. Because it's not a big deal for the Am Aretz to do it, because he's going to separate it, then he'll just take it for himself, which is not ideal. But he's going to nonetheless separate the Maaser Ani. However, Chachamim Omrim, Kori Shem Ve'Einot Tzarech Lahafrish. The Chachamim disagree and say that no, it is they do assume that it's going to be something of an inconvenience for the Am Aretz to separate the Maaser Ani. He's not going to go to the trouble of doing it, and therefore you, when you buy it, you a chaver, you must separate the Maaser Ani. However, you don't, you just designate it. You say that this is Maaser Ani, but you can then keep it for yourself and eat it, because as we already have mentioned, that the poor person himself can't claim it from you because they don't have proof that it actually belongs to them. Because at the end of the day, the whole case is one of suffolk, of doubt. We're not sure whether or not the Am Aretz separated a Maaser Ani, and the poor person, the responsibilities are coming upon him to prove that it's his. Hamotzi mechaver olav araya. He has to make give the proof, but he can't prove it. There's no way to prove one way or the other, and therefore you, the one who purchased the produce from the Am Aretz, you have to designate it as Maaser Ani, but then you can eat it because the Ani himself won't be able to prove that it actually belongs to him. The next Mishnah Dalad, Misha Kara Shem L'Chumas Maaser Shel Demai, Ula Maaser Ani Shel Vadai Lo Yitlo M'Shabes. If someone designated from the produce of that he bought from Am Aretz, that this is Trumas Maaser, which then goes to the Kohen. Or a general case, he has some produce that nothing was separated, and therefore he designates Maaser Ani. But the case is that he hasn't yet actually given it to the Kohen, hasn't yet the Trumas Maaser, and hasn't yet actually given the Maaser Ani to the poor. It's just been a label designated. So the halacha is lo yitlo m'shabbos. You cannot give it to them. You can't give it to the Kohen. You can't give it to the poor person on Shabbos. Why not? Says the Bar Tanura, sh'asu litei matanos l'kohen l'ani b'shabbos. You're not allowed to give gifts on Shabbos. There's a general prohibition of giving a matana on Shabbos. And therefore, you cannot give it. If you have a coin down the block, you want to give some truma to that you've separated, you cannot give it to them on Shabbos. You cannot give it to the poor. However, if haya coin or ani lom lemudim il echo etzlo, but if you're not giving to them as a gift, you're not going down the block to give it to them, but they always eat at your house. They eat around your table, and now you have they're an ani. You have this meiser ani. They're a coin. You have this trumas meiser. You can give it to them. You just have to tell them what it is, that you're giving them Trumas Maaser, the Kohen, and to the poor person you're giving Maaser Ani. Says the Melech HaShlomo, why? First of all, the Kohen needs to know that it's Truma to make sure he's in a state of Tara, of purity, before he eats it. And also the Ani, you want to make sure that he's in a state of Tara, that he shouldn't be Metame, something which is now Tar. So he needs to know the status of what he's eating to make sure to not compromise any of the produce that's there if he is, in fact, Tame. And one more Mishnah Hey. Ha'omer l'mi she'eno neman ala maestros. Kachli m'mishu neman, Mimishu maser eino neman. If you tell someone who's not trustworthy, someone who's an am aretz, when it comes to the laws of separating maestros, you tell them, go and buy for me from someone who is trustworthy, or from someone who's already separated maaser from the produce. So they then come back and say, okay, I bought the produce from someone who's trustworthy, someone who's separated maaser. Eino neman, you cannot trust them. You're not allowed to believe them that in fact they bought it from a reputable individual. However, mish ploni hareza neman. But if you actually tell them who to buy it from, you say, go to so and so. So then if they come back, then they're believed, because this is something that they're not allowed, says the Bartanura, to take from anyone else. You specifically told them who to buy it from. And the truth is, you can always check up. You can always find out and go to that person and say, in fact, did you sell this produce to this individual who I sent to you? And you'll be able to find out whether they're lying or not. So therefore, when they do say that they bought it from that person, you can trust them. Mishnah concludes, Halach likach mimeno. The person went, who you sent, the Amaretz went to the person who you told them to buy it from. The Amar lo, but then when the Amaretz comes back, he tells you, lo matzasiv, I couldn't find that person, he wasn't there. And therefore, lakachti lecha me'achir, I bought it from another person in the market. Shu neman, who's a trustworthy person. So again, like we saw in the beginning of the Mishnah, eino neman, in that case, you can't believe them. There's no way to verify who they in fact bought it from. And since it's from an Am Aretz who's not trustworthy when it comes to Trumos and Maestros, so separating Maestros, you're not allowed to believe them that they bought it from a trustworthy person. It's only like the Mishnah said, when you actually designate the person, then you can follow up to make sure that they in fact bought it from that individual.